Welcome in to Open Air Saturday. Lucas Smith is our board man, his maiden voyage today. Good morning, Lucas.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a freshman at the University of Missouri, working part-time here over the summer. So looking forward to getting into radio.
And you got the old salt hanging over your shoulder, don't you? Nick Ruffey. Nick's been here for quite a while. He's sort of like a AAA ball player. He calls up to the big club, and then something happens, and he's sent back down to AAA, and then he goes back to the big club. Is your car in good shape? Because I know you're running back and forth. You can say something, Nick.
Yeah, my truck's running great.
Okay,
so,
that's all we need to
and,
know.
And I get to ride off these miles, so, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear
double
that,
win.
Too. So you got Lucas all trained up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed he was pushing the buttons and stuff. At least we're on the air. We're on the air, and that's good.
That's anyway, a step in the right direction.
Looking forward to working with you, Lucas. Got you a good
well.
Show today?
Looking
got
forward
a,
to
got
it.
Got a party.
Heck
it's
yeah. Almost,
you know, when you get more than two people, you got a party going. And, of course, one of our guests is a constant party. You know, she's also a president of a local Rotary Club, and that's impressive in itself.
Very impressive.
Yeah, Nicole Amick Slusser. You know her?
I do not know her.
Oh, you haven't been to her birthday party. Good morning, Nicole. I got to go to you.
Good morning.
Tell us about women in Rotary. Tell us about women in Rotary. Tell us about women in general. Oh, come on. You're prepared.
Oh, yeah. I'm very prepared this morning. Oh, they're having Power of Women in Rotary Conference today from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hawthorne Bank. And I think they're just having local women that are really active in Rotary and different parts of leadership speaking today. So, you know, there's different things going on within the community for the women in Rotary.
Well, we're glad to hear that. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. One of the guys that I've worked with is assistant government of Area 7. It sounds like, never mind.
We call it Lucky 7.
Is that what you call it, Lucky?
Yep.
Pat Hyatt.
Thanks.
Pat's
good
a
morning.
Good friend.
Thank you
Man,
for not
God.
Calling us a gang.
Well,
thank you for calling us a party.
You mean, it yeah. could be
sounds
hoard.
Much better.
That's true.
Shall I tell people who we've got with us?
And just a
as
second,
part
I,
of the
I just
party?
Want to say that
okay.
your father and my father worked together at MoDOT many years ago, two engineers on the make. He built all the roads that we've got in the state.
Not the ones with potholes. They
well,
built
no,
the
no.
ones that are good.
That's true. Only the good ones. So the Hyatt Dooley franchise is what built the state's road system, right?
That's right.
Now,
if you travel on a good highway, it's one of ours.
Where's Don Alberti? I thought Don Alberti would be here because he's
you
Mr.
Know,
Rotary.
Don is almost in Kansas. I hate to admit
almost
that.
Almost in Kansas?
Yes, he had an event in Kansas City today.
Well, I had to mention Don because I know Don has been more involved in Rotary than any other man I know in the last 10 years.
Don is our lieutenant governor. It's an honor given only to very special people.
Well, he definitely deserves it. Now, somebody we can talk about, Steve Kroll. Yeah, no.
We can. Steve is president of our downtown Rotary Club, in addition to his many other activities, many other talents.
Now, is that the original club, the downtown club?
It is. Actually, we celebrated last year a century of Rotary in Jeff City. We are the, actually, Kirksville has bragging rights, being the first club in the state. We were the second.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. At least we're up and established. And we've grown a little bit since then, haven't we?
Quite a bit. I toted up the numbers, had to take off my shoes, but we have about 250 Rotarians in Jeff City.
That's super. And we've already met one of them. And you can
That's
reintroduce
right.
Nicole if you'd like.
Okay. Nicole Slusser of the Breakfast Club, who is used to being up at this hour of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Kroll, you've heard about, president of the Downtown Club. Greg Bexton, president of the West Club, and Angie Kenworthy, president of the Evening Club, and a very special guest. We have Dave Buttig of the Rotaract Club.
I
should
Rotaract.
Point out, he's here, used to being up early, or maybe stayed up. You never know. yeah. And in addition to the folks who are here, we also have Interact Clubs at Helias Catholic and at JC. So it's a Rotary community.
Well, let's talk a little bit, and all you seasoned people can jump in too. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Rotary. I mean, it started right at the turn of the century last.
It did, the last turn of the,
right.
the previous
turn
of the
turn
century.
Of the century,
yeah,
right.
yeah. Even though I may look it, I'm not old enough to remember the original Rotary.
I didn't expect
you to. But it started in Chicago with a man named Paul Harris. He was in business. He got some at the time, businessmen together. And they took turns meeting in each other's offices, hence Rotary. Because it was kind of a circle. At the time, most industrial equipment had, and if you've seen the Rotary logo, it's a cogwheel. Most industrial equipment had that. And Rotary has grown now to 1.2 million members worldwide. And pretty much wherever you go, there is a Rotary presence. I was on a floating schoolhouse in Cambodia, and their water system was provided by a Rotary Club in Britain.
Amazing.
You get off the airplane on Easter Island, and the first thing you see is the Rotary Park. So it really is a global organization. And I have to put in a plug for polio eradication.
Absolutely.
There are only three countries, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and of course I forgot the third one, where there are still cases of polio. You can't see it, but I'm holding my fingers about half an inch apart. We are that close to eradicating polio worldwide with Rotary leadership, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have joined in. But we're really close.
Didn't we eradicate it at one time? Didn't we?
We got really close.
Was it close?
And now there are certain groups spreading the word that polio vaccination is bad, hence the issue with Afghanistan and to some extent Nigeria. But, you know, it's like anything else. The closer you get, the harder it is to get rid of that last little bit.
But we're pushing on it hard. We really are.
We're getting close, and a big thanks to Bill and Melinda Gates. I'm sure they're listening for their assistance with polio eradication.
You know, before we get into service, which is the key theme of what I'm interested in, because it's lessening as the days go on, but is the history of Rotary. In other words, Rotary is not what it was 20 years ago. I mean, we talked about it briefly at the top of the show, women and Rotary. It used to be an all-men's club.
An all-men's club, used to have attendance requirements. You notice that out of the five presidents here, two of them are women.
I noticed
that. And we still have some work to do on that score, I think. Our district governor and the governors of the two adjacent districts are all female. And that says a lot, I think, about how far we've come. Not there yet, but we're progressing.
Let's do this, Pat. Let's just go around the room and have each president talk about, including Rotaract, about why they are a Rotarian today.
That's a great idea, Hal. Who's first?
Well, let's start with Greg Bexton.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Appreciate that. It's not 7 o'clock like the Wednesday Rotary breakfast people, but woo-hoo! It's still early. Yeah. See what I mean?
It is very
women in Rotary.
Yeah, they stay up all night the night before, though.
So Hal, I'm in Rotary because of the service side, and what I, you know, strive for is to give back. We've got a lot of different ways to give back, but for me, it's the local giving. And so we are very big on doing things in Jefferson City, and some of the things that we've done, you know, for our service projects over the last couple of years, we have done a bus stop right out in front of Salvation Army
on Jefferson Street.
Yep. So all their residents don't have to stand out there. Now they can stand in the shelter. And this last year, we put tables outside the link. So when they have tournaments and things down there, mm-hmm. people have places to go out and sit and all that. So, you know, for me, it's giving back to Jeff City and seeing what we can do for this community.
I appreciate that. Angela.
Yes, good morning.
Angela Kenworthy at the Evening Club. I like the Evening Club. I started with the Evening Club many years ago.
Very good.
Over at Grace Episcopal. 5:30 on Tuesday. You still there?
Still there.
Wonderful.
Still there and growing.
We always like to hear that.
I'm very proud of that. Why did I join Rotary? I should tell the truth. I began in Breakfast Rotary many years ago.
Too early for you? Come on, help me out here, because that's my problem.
The truth is, some days it was too early for me, no doubt about that. But for the most part, I took a job in Columbia, and I had to be in Columbia at 8 a.m., so couldn't do that anymore. So eventually I joined the evening club. And why did I do it? Because Rotary enriches the lives of people. And there's an awful lot of people out there that are just kind of, and it's good to be able to walk into, do things for an organization, come together as a whole and do things that actually benefit a community, benefit the lives of others. And there's never any, there's not all this malice and things of that nature. It's a group that truly believes in service and helping others. We've done a lot of different things this year, from Jazz on Wheels in the grade school to CASA, where we're doing birthday bags. These foster children have a birthday. We do Easter egg stuffing, library book sale, a lot of community things. We do work with HALO.
Tell us about HALO.
Oh, HALO.
When you mention all these acronyms, yes. We got it. Yeah.
Okay. HALO is basically an organization that takes in homeless people. Sometimes they have children, and what we do is we prepared some meals for HALO, and we also did some beautification of HALO's property. We also did a simplified grant at Camp Wonderland, where we were able to put in some non-stick flooring in the bathrooms to alleviate some of the spills that go on. So that's basically why I do it.
Meeting the needs, finding those gaps in our society that need, whether it's a bus stop over to Salvation Army or working with the young people. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to finish up with Nicole and Steve from the local Rotary Clubs. You're listening to Open Air Saturday here on News Radio 950 KWS. Take a quick break and be right back.
And Dave.
All right,
we're done.
That's okay.
Thanks.
Okay, see ya.
We are back on Open Air Saturday. Push a button. I can't hear, and if I can't hear, I can't talk.
Well, that'll be the day.
There we go. You know, this is a rough crowd. This is a rough crowd, you know, for a service organization like the Rotary, and we've got people like Steve Kroll. He's our city administrator, for Christ's sake. But you're a good city administrator. I appreciate that. The man that wears the trousers in the city hitches them up and gets it on, and that's an inside joke for a long time.
Actually, Hal, let the listeners know that all of us are wearing trousers.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, Patrick, let me not correct you, but enlighten you. I've been told by people who know that men wear trousers and women wear pants. Now, take it for what it's worth. You know, but that's just old school, long in the tooth stuff that you just throw out there every once in a while.
I'm not going to touch that one. So
you don't have to touch it.
Back to Rotary.
Which brings me
let Nicole
to Nicole. And, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Do you do that at council meetings? Do you tell these council people when to talk and when to shut up?
No.
You don't?
Absolutely not.
But I see you roll your eyeballs a lot. Oh,
I have
God,
that same
here we
illness.
Go again. No, that's not true. I do not want to say things on the air that are not factually correct. Anyway, yeah. Nicole, why did you join Rotary?
Why did I join?
Yes, ma'am.
I joined because I grew up in a home where my mother was all about giving back. And so it was instilled in us at a young age. And I've always wanted to give back. I always say I don't have a lot of money, but I do have time to give. And so with that, I volunteer for as many things as I can. I probably spend as much time volunteering as I do working. So, I mean, I'm not home very often.
No, I know. You have birthday parties all the time. I mean, it's
over a year or something.
Yeah, once a week. I have a birthday party fundraiser for Nicole Slusser.
Yeah.
But you're also very much involved, and we'll go off task right now, an honor flight.
Yes.
And when are you going out again?
May 20th.
And what do you do?
Well, this time...
You are a guardian, aren't you?
I'm going to be... Yeah, I'll be a guardian for the fourth time. I've been with Honor Flight for 6 years now. I normally do the homecomings and some of their PRs. I go out and talk to high schools. I just spoke to a big group down at the lake that was having their convention that had requested me to come speak. And, you know, I do whatever I can for Honor Flight. If they ask me to go somewhere, I go, and I don't question it.
Okay, we're going to do it again. Why did you get involved in Honor Flight? A lot of whys today.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what my why is. Honor Flight and Rotary has been my two big whys. 5 years ago, I had a motorcycle wreck that should have killed me. I left the highway at 70 miles an hour. I didn't know if they were going to amputate my arm or not. I've had 6 reconstructive surgeries. And when I was laying in the emergency room that day up at the university hospital, my mom came in and she looked at me and she said, "You lived... Now you figure out why." And so Honor Flight and Rotary have been my why.
That's a great story. It really is. And we appreciate everything you do. Really do. So we'll look forward to seeing you on the 20th, you know. So I don't have an AMIC this time. I've taken your father out. I've taken your uncle out. And who, have you got AMICs left that are eligible to go on Honor Flight?
I'm sure we could track some down.
We'll have to dig one out, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We took my uncle on the in-law, on my mom's side, you know, we took him, Uncle Carl, that's a Korean War veteran.
So Honor Flight, May the 20th.
Yeah.
So that's a Monday night.
Yes.
Welcome.
Leave
Not
out
welcome
Sunday
home, but we'll be back in about 9:30. Come on over, right?
Yes. Come on over to the Courtyard Marriott in
Absolutely.
Columbia.
We want to do that. Now let's introduce the last president of a Rotary Club, the Rotary Club of Jefferson City, the oldest Rotary Club in Jefferson City, Steve Kroll, who is also the city administrator, a man who's so busy that he gives additional time, sleep time probably, Steve, in helping Rotary. And I appreciate the 6-page little analogy each week on what we're doing. That's a nice read, 20 minutes. Anyway, Steve, why did you join Rotary?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on. I know we're talking Rotary today, but we know that there are a lot of service organizations in the community and a lot of similar organizations that do a lot of work. My story, probably not as exciting as some of the others. I first became aware of Rotary when my assumed my first professional job as a city manager a few years ago. And I was trying to get to the new community. It was my second week there, and I was trying to meet all the folks in the fairly small community. And my second week there, the mayor said, "Hey, let's go to Rotary." And I wasn't familiar with Rotary. I said, "Well, what is that about?" And he says, "Well, just come on, we go to lunch." So we go to lunch, and there in this hotel banquet room in a small community were most, if not all, the people I was trying to get a hold of. So it was a great professional networking opportunity for me then. Now it's really about making a positive difference in the community and being able to leverage and work with different people and organizations and different resources as well. I think each club has their own personality. They meet at different times, but they also have their own personality. For example, we're the singing club. Doesn't mean you have to be a good singer. I'm not that. But each club has their own personality.
And it does. And that's, and go back to originally that talking about time, and I don't mean to harp on the breakfast Rotary at 7 o'clock. A lot of people, and the reason for that is you want to go in the evening, you can go to Angela's club, you want to go at noon at the country club, you can go at Greg's. If you wanna go at noon on Monday, that's the Jefferson City Club. So the expansion of the Rotary, not only the interest, but also the time for its convenience. People, and some of us have moved around because of the inconvenience at a particular time.
Yeah, you get kicked out of different clubs, but that's okay. We understand that. But if you want to have a good time, come to the downtown club. We'll be glad to have you back. So,
are you saying we got scallywags in our bunch that we got to keep pushing around?
That would be no.
No.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. You're such a delightful guest. I really appreciate that. I'm supposed to be doing free. All these one-liners. You're outdoing me. You're outdoing me. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say the best for last. We got a minute before we have the news break, and that's Dave Buttig, and we're going to talk to Dave because Dave looks like he ought to be a bouncer at the local watering hole. He probably played sports.
Maybe once or twice.
But say hi. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll come back and visit.
My name is David Buttig. I'm the Rotary Act president for Jefferson City. I work for the Public Service Commission, and I've only been in Jeff City for a little over 6 years. So,
well, we're going to get into, like I said, talking about Rotary Act and the service to young people, and get on with it. And then we'll talk about the reasons why you should join Rotary when we come back. You're listening to Open Air Saturday here on News Radio KWS 950 104.5. We're going to break for the news and continue our discussion with the Rotary Clubs here in Jefferson City. Welcome back to Open Air Saturday. I have an important announcement from the presiding commissioner of Cole County, Sam Bushman. Sam says it's part of its United Way Paysetters campaign. Cole County is hosting Cole County Day at the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, June the 15th. Game time is 6:10 this Saturday. And attendees can travel by luxury motor coach or drive or join the group for a preseason or pregame tailgate hosted by the state and county elected officials. All Cole County guests will receive a Springfield Cardinals baseball cap and a giveaway at the gate. And that giveaway is a Harrison Bader bobblehead. Pre-game events at Hammonds Field include honoring the 2018 Blair Oaks State Championship football seniors, their cheerleaders, and the singing of God Bless America by choir members. Ticket prizes are $60 per person for chartered bus, tailgate, ball cap, and game tickets, or drive yourself. $20 per person for tailgate, ball cap, and game ticket if you drive yourself. All profits will benefit the United Way of Central Missouri. Tickets are available at Central Missouri Travel, 103 West High Street, or call 634-1317. So if you want to go to the ball game, and I'll tell you, first-hand experience, going to a ball game at Springfield, seeing the AA Cardinal team is a blast. It really is. We've gone down. This is the third time we've gone down. We usually take 400 or 500 people. And I know that Debbie Brown's bus at Prison Brews is a fun, fun bus. So if you want to go on a fun, fun bus, call Debbie and make the arrangements on that. But anyway, it'd be a fun time on June 15th. Anyway, get back to the subject at hand. And we're going to talk about Dave Buttig again. Like I said, Dave, did you play football?
Basketball? I did. In high school, I played football. Then college, I did rugby.
Ooh! And you survived rugby.
Oh, yeah. I actually coach the high school team here in town now. We just got done with our season over the weekend.
So we're still playing Argonauts. I remember back when we had a city rugby team.
Yep. Well, we no longer have the men's club team,
but right now we have the high school team. Were horrible.
Oh,
they'd
so
get
much
in
fun,
there
though.
And they'd take them hours to get out. I mean,
yeah.
But it's a tough game. It takes a lot of skill. I mean, it you is. Think soccer's bad. I mean, this is soccer on steroids.
Yeah, it's got about the physicality of football, but the speed of soccer in the game. So it's
you're without
constantly
pads,
moving.
Yeah.
You know, without pads, but it's safer than football is.
Now, I can believe it. But we're going to talk about Rotaract, the young Persons Rotary Club. And Dave, you're the president this year.
I am.
Tell us about what Rotaract does.
Rotaract is a club between the ages of 18 and 30, and it's a service organization. So the motto of it is fellowship through service. So me, I moved to Jeff City about 6 years ago. Didn't really do anything my first year here until I met one of my friends at work. He introduced me to some friends at Rotaract. I went to one of the socials, so we went over to the bridge, had a bonfire, barbecue, and just got to meet everyone. It was a great organization, similar-minded people. So what we do is we try to have, you know, 2-3 service events every month just to give back to the community, raise money for different charities and stuff like that.
So you guys sort of like do what the regular clubs do is sit around and figure out what some of the needs in the community might be
to
and try
extent,
to develop
yeah.
a like, way to...
To an extent, we do. You know, we want to do a lot of hands-on stuff, so mm-hmm. we want to be out there in the community, you know, not just sometimes just sitting around collecting money. So we go out there, get our hands dirty. We've planted trees before. We've done Serve Jeff City, just, you know, whatever needed to get done here. That's what we do.
You know, some of our clubs, I was just going to say, did buddy packs.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
different clubs yeah. have done
yep,
that.
We do
yeah.
buddy packs.
Now, what are buddy
month.
Packs?
I can explain buddy packs. So it's through the Central Missouri Food Bank. And what they do is they put together bags of food for the students who are from low-income families so they can have food to eat over the weekend. So every Friday, they're able to have food that they can call their own, that they know that they won't go starving that weekend.
And I think you said the downtown club did the best job of helping out,
if I
recall correctly.
I hear somebody putting words in someone else's mouth.
I think what he said is they moved
check.
A lot slower than the other clubs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I think, too.
You got it done, though, and it's yep. continuing. And that's one of the things that's the grassroots of Rotary is meeting the needs of the people. One of the things I'm concerned about, and I don't know if you'll share that concern or not, is younger people aren't joining service organizations, not only Rotary, but other service and even veterans organizations, which is near and dear to my heart, like they used to. And this is a concern to me. Do you all talk about that at all, that young people should get more involved?
Oh, yeah. Our numbers aren't the best right now. We've seen a slight decline in them, and we just don't know how to, yeah, we're in that age group of what we're looking for. We don't know how to reach them other than showing how involved we are in the community, how fun we're having being this involved in the community, just seeing like the smile on our face, just the social aspect of what we do
Yeah, and I know everybody's busy. Mm-hmm. You know, you got two earner incomes and everybody's going to soccer practice or whatever. But, you know, I have found over the years that the people that are the most busiest, like you all, are the ones that are willing to give a little bit more time to service. As you get older, you realize that the quality of life you're enjoying, not only does government provide, but also is what we do as service organizations, is meet those little gaps and fibers in the community, and also the self-worth and being that you have in participating. I know we all get gratification from doing this and giving back. And that's a hard principle to teach young people. Mm-hmm. That giving is more gratifying than receiving. You know, somewhere along the line, I guess it's in our generation that we gave and gave and gave without any obligations. And that's just the mode of operandi now that people live by. But it's got to be a two-way street. Somebody's got to give before somebody can receive. Mm-hmm. So that's an important part of it. So what are some of the things that you have done besides Buddy Pack in the last year or so?
Besides Buddy Packs, we've held fundraiser barbecues. We used to do a trail run, but right now, since our numbers were declining, we're looking into other avenues on what to replace that fall fundraiser with. But let's see, we help out at Halo House a lot of times. They're our international sponsor, and it's lucky for us that they do have that international presence, yet they are located here in our community as well, so we can give back on the two front of that.
So what would you tell young people with regard to joining Rotaract? They call Dave, buddy?
Yeah, they can call me. They can reach out on our Facebook page. It's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. You know, then you get in contact with multiple people on our board, and they can, and we post all our events on there. Even if we're having a social, a meetup, anything on there, just to get to know one of us, get to know all of us, that, you know, that we are a fun group of people, you know, and active. We're, you know, young professionals in the community. That's usually what we try to go for, to join us. But, and it's a good social aspect, a good networking professionally as well.
Now, you all don't have a set meeting spot though, right?
No. Well, we do not. We have a set meeting day, but not a meeting spot.
And you kind of rotate.
We meet the fourth Tuesday of every month at 5:30, but we rotate around the community. So, most of us aren't from Jeff City, so it's a good way to introduce the members to the community on what different aspects the community are offering. If a new business is opening up, if new charity is starting out, we can show what we have that we can offer them as well. So, new charity, they need any help with anything, we can show, hey, we're a young group of people who want to reach out to you guys, help you out, and you can show off what you guys are doing there as well.
Which is how Rotary got started, thus the name Rotary. They would rotate to different businesses and have their meetings. So.
Now, each club has a Facebook page?
We do.
Yes.
Rotary, the Breakfast has a Facebook page. Jeff City's got a Facebook page. Does West have a Facebook page?
Yes.
And then Evening have a Facebook page? Yeah. Okay. So if you want to find out more about a specific club, you can just go to Facebook and do their search.
Or even web. Yeah, just do the Rotary clubs. And I know I'm probably all the clubs have their upcoming meetings and different events. So,
you know, and Patrick over there is that cheat sheet on the reasons why somebody should join.
It is the cheat sheet.
It
and
is.
I'm going to pass this around to the presidents and let them. I'm going to start it off by saying, though, that there's nobody better to hang out with than Rotarians. That's one of the things that, you know, I thought all along it was kind of a bunch of stodgy guys in suits and crisply starched shirts. Turns out it's not like that at all, no matter what club you're in. But they Rotarians are great people to hang out with.
Oh, I agree with that. And they're the doers of the community.
Absolutely.
They're the game changers of the community.
Yeah. When I first joined Rotary, I made a game of driving around town, seeing how many streets were named after Rotarians. And there are a bunch of them, and some of them here. So that they really are the folks who move the community. They're the community leaders, and they're good folks to network with. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you want to be at the top of your game early in the morning, like going to a Steve Kroll meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning, especially on a Wednesday, 7 o'clock, go out to Hy-Vee and put up with Nicole Slusser and Sally Palin. Those two, if they don't wake you up and put you at the top of your game, then you're dead.
They'll get you up and at them.
They
and
will
I,
definitely
I have
do
never
that.
Seen so much enthusiasm
oh,
at
you and
7
I both.
O'clock in the morning. It's wonderful.
It really is. I always thought you know, coffee was the waker upper, but no, it's the Nicole Sally show, and Don Alberti's out there too.
Absolutely,
Dave Sylvester. Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of people that are up and going type people.
Yeah, once you get up at 7, they are a fun group, and there's a lot of them for that early.
And then if you want to, of course, I'm not. Dave, you can jump in. I mean, you guys just don't half asleep out at the country club on Fridays, are you?
Some would say they're completely asleep, but it's another high energy club.
It is. And
Dave, I'm going to give Dave a chance for a rebuttal.
Greg, I'm sorry, Greg.
Yeah, now you've got me doing it.
I know. That's too many people, okay. Too many names.
I'm
Greg Buxton. Yeah. Bexton.
Right. And I'm going to hand the mic over to Greg to talk about reasons. To lead us off with reasons to become a Rotarian.
Let's hand off to Dave Bexton.
There is a Dave Bexton out there.
I know there is.
Yeah. But that's not me.
No, Greg Bexton.
And Pat, I didn't think you were ever going to turn the mic over.
Our show.
Now, once I get it, it's hard to let go.
Now I am with West Rotary, and we meet Fridays at noon out at the Jeff City Country Club. And our club is 45 years old, and some of our and I'll probably miss somebody here, but some of our members that started the club that are still in the club, Winston Rutledge, mm-hmm. Dick Graham, Larry Neal, and so we still have active participation with those guys. They're pretty well every Friday, so. That is good to see, but we meet Fridays at noon. So, you said the reasons we join Rotary, and I wanted to bring up some of the things that we do. You know, there is an exchange program, mm-hmm. both inbound and outbound, mm-hmm. and we're always looking for host families to host the students that come in, and it's usually on a 3-month cycle. So usually three host families for one individual, but we had the privilege, myself and my wife Molly, we hosted Rebecca from Italy last year. She attended Helias and ended up staying with us the last 3 months. And you know, you never know what you're going to get with that experience, but it turned out great. And in fact, here in 2 weeks, myself, Molly, and our whole family, we are traveling to Italy for 10 days. And with the trip, we're going to end up in Rebecca's hometown and going to spend a couple of days with her there and meet her family and all that. So it's a small world when you can see those connections.
And I think it's crucially important. Now hopefully you can come back on again, Greg, and tell us about the experience in Italy.
That'd be great.
I think that's good. Angela.
Yes. All right. Just to follow up a little bit on the student exchanges, they are absolutely phenomenal, as is the RILA program, which we haven't mentioned that. And that's for high school. It's training leaders of the future. What you do is they actually compete. They fill out an application, a high schooler. Can either be a freshman one year, and the next year might be a junior or a senior. But the point is they get to compete for a leadership role, and they little nervous about being chosen. But once they get there, they do tremendous, and they love it. So I wanted to bring up that.
Appreciate that.
Let's
do me a favor. I got to take a break. The board man's saying he's going to cut us off one way or another.
All right.
Visiting with Angela Kenworthy, the Evening Rotary Club. We're visiting with Rotary presidents here in Jefferson City. Listening to Open Air Saturday. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Sorry about that.
Got to pay the bills. Thank you for tuning in. Open Air Saturday. Hal Dooley in studio with a cast of hundreds, mostly Rotary Club members, visiting with Angela Lineberry. Lineberry?
Oh.
Kenworthy. I know. See,
you're thinking of Angela Lansbury.
That's what I'm thinking. Actually, I was thinking about Greg Bexton over here.
Well, you got that right.
Yeah. I sneak one in on you.
Okay.
Anyway, Angela Kenworthy is the president of the Evening Rotary. We're visiting with her about the activities and why people should join Rotary.
Well, one of the things that's dear to my heart has to do with cultural diversity.
Yes.
And I spent a lot of years working in the area of developing trade relationships. And as a result of that, I found that Rotary actually brings that to us without working too terribly hard in making that happen. And so when we bring in these students from other countries and we send our students out to these other countries, you're enriching lives that will be passed on to other lives, which sooner or later will help to bridge a lot of misunderstandings that are really unfortunate. It causes a lot of the problems we have in the world today. So that's one of the things I wanted to bring up. And Rotary is excellent at bridging those kind of things due to the international aspect of the organization. It also leads to what I call world understanding. Just the other day, we were listening to the news. I got a little nervous about what's happening currently, locally, not locally, but over, I don't even know what countries are involved, but it's a little nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
And I would wish we could move away from that kind of thinking and more towards what can we do to work
understanding
together.
And knowledge, yeah, of other, right, other cultures, yes.
So those are the two things I wanted to bring up to focus on.
I appreciate that. Really did. Now we get to the fun club. The Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Why did everybody jump in on that?
They're all fun clubs, Hal.
Yeah, come on, Hal.
But the most fun club.
Thank you, Governor.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, and speaking of Governor, because I'm sure he, she, and he are listening, Governor Mike Parson, First Lady Teresa Parson, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe are all Rotarians.
That is impressive. That is really impressive.
And I'm gonna not hog the mic again.
Go
and,
ahead.
And ask Nicole to talk a little bit about other reasons to join Rotary. There are probably 1.2 million reasons, because that's how many Rotarians we have. She's going to talk about just a couple.
Okay, and I want to bring up a few things our club has done this year, because we haven't got to highlight some of our projects. Like
Panama Water Project. Tell me about it.
Oh my gosh, Panama is amazing.
Road trip.
Yes, yes. So the first time I was ever on an airplane or traveled out of anywhere was last year. I got to go to Panama, and we went to remote villages in the jungle and took clean water filtration systems to villages in need down there. And so clean water is one of Rotary's big projects that, you know, we try to promote. But we also worked a lot this year with Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. We did a Halo project with the Downtown Club. We built the playground for them. Mm-hmm. And this week, since it was Teachers Appreciation Week, we couldn't get to all the schools. So we picked the two middle schools here in Jefferson City, and we took all the teachers and support staff pizzas for lunch one day. And so, you know, our big thing is just outreach. Like, we want people to know that, you know, we're here for you. We want to help people in need, but we also want to show people who are serving our community how grateful we are. And then another big thing was our club's food fight. Oh, yeah. So all the clubs.
Not the Animal House food fight, right?
No,
it's not what it sounds like.
I wish. But we had a canned food drive one weekend, and each club handled different stores. And proudly, the Rotarac and Breakfast Rotary Club were the winners.
Of course we were the winners.
No, the real winners were the Salvation Army, who got all the food,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
And the money.
Yes,
and the money.
Yes. So all the donations went to Salvation Army, but we did raise the most.
Well, here we go again. Steve Cole, the old club. I mean, Jefferson City Rotary Club.
Yeah, for me, the reason to think about joining Rotary were the reasons I mentioned earlier. For me personally, was really the professional networking opportunity early on in a career. Whether somebody is just starting their career, there's an opportunity to work with people who have been where you're going, even if it's through the retirement phases. But also to make a positive difference, and you've heard all the clubs talk about some of the different things that they do. Our club, Downtown Clubs, started in 1918, and we spun off most of these other clubs. So there was an opportunity to for the initial club to grow Rotary. Our club sponsors the Student Government Day, which is an opportunity for students to be involved in and find out and educated about state government. We also do a new teacher's welcome, where we welcome new teachers to the community. We've started, assisted really in initiating the starting the YMCA, and then certainly participated with a lot of other service clubs in the area, and a lot of those projects have been mentioned.
You guys do a tremendous job. All of you do a tremendous job. Now, we're going to have a couple minutes. Dave Buttig, my favorite person because of the young people. It's so important.
Yes, it is.
And like I said, we've talked a little bit about it, but tell us why it's important for people to give service and service above self.
It's just that, you know, we are given so much in this community. Like, everything that's already established in this community has set up such a great basis for us, but we need to continue where this is going in the right direction, expand our community, make Jefferson City the best community in America. And that has to be done by going out in your community. It could just be picking up a piece of trash that you see on the side of the road. Even if it's not a service event, you just see something that's out of place, you try to fix it. You know, you could see someone on the side of the road, under a bridge, you can give them a couple bucks. You know, it's these things, or you can give to the organizations that support those people through the Salvation Army, through the food bank, through the Samaritan Center. Any of those are great organizations that we try to support every single day just to build up what Jefferson City is.
It's a great community. It really is. Closing comments. You want to start, Patrick?
Yes, a quick one. If you're interested in Rotary, just look up Jefferson City Rotary Clubs on your favorite search engine, and you'll find all four clubs as well as info about the district. And Hal, I note you cleverly inserted the Rotary motto, service above self.
Absolutely.
And that is what we're all about.
And that's important, too. Greg Bexton.
I would just say, you know, we're here talking about Rotary, and there are a lot of different great organizations in town, service organizations. But, you know, if you want to learn more about Jefferson City West Rotary, show up out at the Country Club Fridays at noon. We'd love to have you.
Angela Kenworthy, Evening Club.
What I like to say about the Evening Club is that it prides itself on doing a tremendous amount of service projects. We're very, very active in that area. The other thing I want to say is that we actually have more women in our club than men. So
that's a good thing, and I hope that continues to grow. I really do. Nicole.
Yes. And also, I want to invite anyone out that wants to come check out our club. If you have a busy week, I know my schedule is always loaded, and so Breakfast Rotary has been a great fit for my schedule. And it's at 7 a.m. Wednesday mornings at the Hy-Vee upstairs meeting room. So come out and join us. We have a fun club, we have a great time, and we do a lot of outreach.
7:30. Hy-Vee, Wednesday morning.
7 a.m.
7 a.m., I'm sorry. Steve Kroll, you got 30 seconds.
Downtown Club, Mondays, Miller Performing Arts Center. I guarantee you'll have fun and make some new friends. If you don't, come see me anyway.
Hey, I want to thank each and every one of you for being on. Great show. I want to do this again sometime because I think it's that important. Thank you for listening to Open Air Saturday here on News Radio KWOS. Stay tuned for the news, followed by Doug Rye's Home Remedies. Have a great weekend, everybody, and stay dry.
In that order. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well done. Family picture.
Yeah, family. Thank you.